Out of Bounds. Triple M.
Big weekend for the lower southwest region. The football has a bye, and the big Manjum Up 15,000 is on this weekend. This is an event that has been going on close to 40 years now. It is like one of the most... You think Manjum Up, you think Manjum Up 15,000. You see the sign as you go into Manjum Up. It is
and truffles.
Blazing there. Oh, we're truffles. We're not here to talk truffles.
I just thought I'd throw that in.
Aren't we a food show? We're not. Okay. We're a sports show.
Okay. I'll get back on it.
That's all right. But I thought we'd go to the top. The man that is the organiser for this. This is actually his 10th event that he's organising this year. His name is Willie Thompson, and he's with me right now, and your good self. Willie, thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
This event, as I said, it is pretty much iconic for the Manjum Up region, for the lower southwest. You're lucky enough to run it, and obviously there's a lot of work that goes into it, but you'll be looking on Saturday and Sunday, and I dare say you'll be pretty proud of your efforts and obviously the whole Manjum Up region too.
It's the biggest event I've been here in the whole Australia, and it's the biggest motocross in Australia, and it's a lot of fun, a lot of excitement.
In terms of yourself, as I said, this is the 10th time you've run it. Any memorable moments from the last nine events that you've run?
Every year is different, and it all tells a different story, but everyone gets a wee pretty exciting. You know, the PE system is the dinosaur, so it helps lift the atmosphere.
Now, Willie, you've got a fair history in the sport yourself.
Oh, yes.
Can you give us a quick rundown on your background in the sport?
Started off way back in 76, racing motocross. Did that for about 20 years, and I crossed over to enduros, raced enduros for many years until I had a bad accident one day, and that was the end of the competitive side. But still right. Yeah, I won a few Australian championship, a few state champions.
Are you very blasé about this? Come on, Willie. I mean, you talk yourself up. You're on a show like this. You can talk yourself up. 12 state titles. You've won yourself an Australian title as well. I mean, it is an amazing achievement to do all that. What was it like, you know, at that peak in your career?
It was hard work.
Yeah. No, fair enough.
And enjoyable.
Yeah.
That's probably the best way. So, look, but you must remember, this is motocross, not enduro.
Yep.
And, you know, like, it's 40 bikes from the line, the gate drops, and in the first corner, it's either glory or mayhem.
Oh, absolutely. It's amazing because, I mean, you see some of the events that happen in the United States, you see some of the events that happen in Australia, and it is utter mayhem sometimes. And you sort of have to remind yourself, it's almost like when you go to the speedway and you're like, oh, I don't know where the cars are, but this is compact and it's in a great little spot. And the course itself is obviously quite technical too, isn't it?
There are huge jumps. And it's honestly known as the best track in Australia by many. And it's got good soils, it's got good jumps, brilliant viewing, and it's got a good atmosphere. And everyone that comes along always goes away thinking it's always better than they ever expected.
Mm.
And, you know, this year we've got over 30 people from Eastern States travelling to it. We've got some Belgians here, Kiwis here. We've got the old Craig Dack, three-time Manjum Up winner. He's here.
Wow.
And he's here with his team. He runs Yamaha. But look, there's lots of names. Craig Anson, he's the next winner coming over. There's the national titles for the masters, the veterans, and the women. And so all the motocrossers, they're sort of pulling on their boots again and having a thing. And it's like a box, the bucket list. Let's go and do Manjum Up.
So how does it work, Willie, with the internationals and the over-east riders? Do you actually send out invitations or do they just nominate?
No, I spent a lot of time on the phone chasing down big names. Yes, Damon Grohl is riding for Bunbury Suzuki this weekend. He's a Belgian, Dutch and French champion.
Gee, that's impressive.
That is, yeah. He's running second in the points in France at the moment. So, you know, he's a dark horse against Ferris from Yamaha, Dean Ferris. He's Australian champion at the moment, and Kurt Gibbs, three times. He's won the last three events there, and two prior to that, he came second. So he's got a good track record. And there's quite a lot of impressive riders coming, so it's going to be great racing.
So how's the competition structured? Is it how do you work out who goes into the heats, and how many heats do you go before you go into the finals?
Well, it's called the All-Stars, and All-Stars is for the pros and the fast A-graders. I mean, they start collecting points from the very first race, and the person at the end of the wins the Manjum Up 15,000. So it's just points and points, and they just got to keep their average up. So
If you win three races and you have a bad crash and come in 10th place, then there's no way you're going to win it.
Mm. So it's all about consistency. That's probably your big thing.
Exactly.
In terms of what the stocks are like here in WA, what, you know, have we got good pedigree coming through with our riders?
Yes, we have, yeah. And we've got Carl Webster, but he races in the East now, but he's a West Australian boy. And we've got Jade Rikers, West Australian boy, and he's racing in the East. They're both coming to take my money. And, you know, they're in with a chance. You know, Carl's had, I think he was second last year and third the year before, so he's certainly knocking on the door.
All right, so if people are wanting to get down there this weekend, run us through the times. Obviously, tomorrow's sort of more your junior day, and then we're into the main events on Sunday?
Well, actually, tomorrow is practice day, so we have about 400 riders for practice, and we've got just over 500 riders competing this weekend. And then Saturday is juniors, and then it's qualifying for the Australian Championship, which is the veterans, the masters, and the ladies. So that's qualifying, and they'll get one race on Saturday amongst all the juniors. So, I mean, there's two lots of 50, there's 65, 85s, 125, 250s for the juniors. That's all on Saturday. That's 7:30 in the morning till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Then Sunday, 7:30 till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But that's all adults. So that's MX1, MX2, and then there's the ladies, there is the veterans, and there's the masters. So it's a big exciting day. Sunday's the big day. If you're thinking, weather's going to be brilliant, 19 degrees, sunshine, and the tracks are a good soaking, so there'll be no dust. It's going to be great.
And a lot of people helping out behind the scenes, on the scenes, you know, around the track, all doing a lot of work to make sure this event is obviously going on. You cannot do an event like that without people just digging in and actually helping out. Is that right?
I think we had 172 staff last year,
wow.
So it'll be similar this year.
That's fantastic. It's great to see.
All working together and make a terrific event for the town. How good is it for the town?
Brilliant. That's it. And that's what I mean. Like, this is an iconic event for Manjimup, and they go out, you know, all stops for an event like this. So we cannot wait. It's going to be brilliant. So get out there across the weekend. Manjimup 15,000. Shannon's Insurance presenting it. And if you want details, willythompson.com. Go there and you can find out all the details about it. Willie, thank you very much for joining us. I wish you the best of luck this weekend. It's going to be an amazing weekend, and can't wait to see who comes out on top.
Thanks a lot, guys. I'm pretty excited.
I bet you are. The big surprise is there. You won't come down until Monday afternoon on the public holiday, I would have thought. But anyway.
Out of Bounds with Daniel Leach and Alan Crane. Triple M.